Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. The first movie is A Good Day to Die Hard. Well, Bruce is back, and this time might be an ordinary trip to Russia to see his son, but of course that's not going to happen because his son is CIA, and the two of them find themselves smack dab in the middle of some international espionage.
Dad, just try not to make an even bigger mess of things.
I hook up?
Yeah. Welcome to Moscow.
Dad, but he's going to die today.
Need a hug?
We're not a hugging family.
Damn straight.
It's unbelievable the Die Hard series has been going on for 25 years, and this is the fifth movie. I could not be happier. Bruce Willis, the ordinary cop turned big-time hero, just in time to save pretty much everybody. It gives me hope, some assurance we aren't all screwed, because just when things look like it's hopeless, some unsuspecting guy can show up and save the day. I'm pretty sure that would happen in real life if I got into a sticky situation. You know, pretty sure. Well, might happen. Maybe. Well, probably not. Now I'm bummed. But this movie is no bummer, because Bruce brings it big time, and this time he does it with his son. Imagine the pride of a father. He, when he finds out his son, is totally kick-ass and takes no names kind of guy too, and Jake Courtney is just the guy to take on the family tradition. When it's even more perfect about this movie, it's a perfect date movie. We might fake being down and out or having to go to an action flick, but I assure you we are very much okay with it. Now, if that's not enough action for you, you can get some at home too with Skyfall on DVD. Daniel Craig is back, and this time he has to figure out who is who and what's going on.
3 months ago, you lost the drive containing the identity of every agent embedded in terrorist organizations across the globe.
007 reporting for duty.
Where the hell have you been?
Enjoying death.
How much do you know about fear?
Everybody needs a hobby.
So what's yours?
Resurrection.
From the very first moment in this movie to the last, it is filled with action, suspense, some twists and turns, pretty girls, of course, and Daniel Craig. This is the best Daniel Craig 007 movie so far. He does it all. He loves and hates, fights and comforts, is tricked and does some tricking of his own, all the while looking totally amazing. And on top of all of that, he can take it old school against the bad guys like nobody's business. And speaking of bad guys, Javier Bardem is the best in any James Bond movie ever. The guy can really do creepy and twisted. Looks like he's not gonna get an Oscar for his performance, but he should have. I guess the Academy didn't get my memo. So when you're not getting your fill of action in the theaters, you can stay home and get it with this movie. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Skyfall on DVD is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.